Idaho's direct care workforce isn't being paid enough to stay in their jobs, according to a February report by the legislature's Office of Performance Evaluations. That's a big problem for people with disabilities and seniors who rely on direct care services. And WPB's Rachel Sun has more.
Workers, including caregivers, community support personnel, and developmental therapists, aren't making enough money to pay their bills. According to the Office of Performance Evaluations, that's a problem the state needs to fix. OPE estimates Idaho lost over 2,600 direct care employees between 2020 and 2021. That exodus was because of money. Workers earn an average of $14 an hour, well below other jobs that require less expertise. 75% of direct care employees said higher pay would keep them from leaving their jobs. Sarah McClure is the executive director of Milestone Decisions, which provides direct care to people with disabilities. She says staffing was always a challenge, but it reached a crisis level during the pandemic.
When the pandemic hit, it was just unbearable.
Of the employees her company has left, McClure says staff either have other jobs or share living expenses with other people.
I have a lot of staff that we have to schedule around other jobs because that one has to be the priority because it brings in more money.
Compensation for those workers is determined by a Medicaid rate the state sets. In the report, the OPE recommends using similar and competitive occupations as a guideline for reimbursement, adjusting rates more frequently, and considering region-specific rates. I'm Rachel Sun.